My older cousin had gone to sleep. My little cousin who I was babysitting was also asleep. There was this young lady who, let's just say we had mutual interest. And tonight, that night was going to be the night. She came over, I opened the door. Nobody knew that she was in the house. We had everything planned. We started kissing. I was caressing her body. But I noticed that throughout the whole ordeal, she kept holding on to one of my hands. Every time it reached her belly. I didn't think much of it, so I continued kissing her, kissed her neck, coming down, and she held my hand as it was moving from her belly and said I should keep it there. I obeyed. I think got a little more heated. I realized that she took my hand as I was trying to reach down. Down and down and down, and the more I tried to go down, and you know where I wanted to go, but the more I tried to go there, the less successful I became at it. Until I realized something. She used my fingers to stimulate her navel. Yes. I don't know how. I can't explain why to this day. But that night, we did not have sex. I think she did. I think it would be more accurate to say I had sex with her navel. Because she got off from me, apparently, fingering her navel. And I didn't get anything. And that's how that story crumbled. So I'll just... And I think that was my first
experience. I was trying to... Essentially, so you're telling us that you fingered a woman's navel.
She got my cousin to wake up from the sensation, from whatever was happening. I obviously wasn't getting anything from it, but she was.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please put the kids to bed. This one starts off like you're gonna be one of those PG ones. What we're gonna be talking about this evening, ladies and gentlemen, is this thing known as fetishes, right? But boy, not to start on such a, I don't know if it's a high note or a low note. This is gonna be an interesting episode. But before we get into it, as usual, I want to introduce my colleagues and my brethren, Mr. Michael Natu, the navel fingerer, the journalist, the poet. How you doing, my brother? Have you washed your hands?
My hands are fine, sir. I'm good, thanks.
Okay. And my colleague, my brethren, Mr. Karim Ellis, sex toy.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say sex toy extraordinaire, but I need to be careful who comes from. You know, exotic toy salesman, entrepreneur, financial and sales coach. How are you doing, my brother?
Oh, boy. Not too story kind of have me away, but, you know, we're blessed as usual. We're up and running, you know?
Listen, that one is our first. And I am Mr. Stefan Campbell. I've never fingered anybody in navel. So that one is, that one, after this episode, it will be struck from our memory. But it's interesting. It's interesting. It's interesting. As we get into it, it's interesting the kind of things that turn people on. And I just wanted to make a distinction for everybody. Something can turn you on, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a fetish. And oftentimes, you know, we use that term kind of loosely, gentlemen, right? Mm. So you're attracted to something or something appeals to you. That doesn't necessarily make it a fetish, right? But fetishes don't necessarily have to be something weird or sick or anything like that. A lot of fetishes are very harmful. But the difference between a fetish and something that attracts you is that oftentimes a fetish, you need a fetish in order to even be aroused, right? So that's a significant distinction. Like, you can't get off like your little friend there with the navel fingering. You can't even get off if this thing isn't part of the sexual process. So that's a distinction that we have to talk about, that we have to make even before we get into it, right? And as we go further into it, we can, so because you have distinctions and you have hundreds of fetishes, gentlemen. But let's start with Mr. Karim Ellis.
Why you want
to start? The people want to hear about your experiences and your fetishes. It's you we started with.
No experience. I mean, I have no fetish.
Natu, you want to put in business on it?
You know, I won't, you know, I'll allow him, you see.
As previously discussed in season one episodes, I won't tell you guys which one, but it came to the forefront that I have a thing for beautiful feet, and I specifically put beautiful out there because I don't want people to feel like any little ginger me I got attracted to. It's not. But yes, I am one of those people who have a foot fetish. It's not so very rare, as you'd like to think.
So are you telling us then that you can't get off if the woman doesn't have pretty feet? That's what you're saying?
No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. But I don't necessarily engage in any activities with somebody that doesn't have it. Because seeing it adds to my pleasure, even if I'm not doing anything with it.
Just the foot. Just seeing the foot. And a pretty foot, that is.
Just the foot.
No, seeing the pretty toes. So I'm very particular with what I do and who and to whom I do.
But let's flip it. Have you ever experienced have you ever encountered any women with particular fetishes?
Yeah, man. I remember I won't call the name of the place, but I've lived many lives. So I remember I went to this place and you know, BDSM was taking place, and
you want to explain to people what BDSM is?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You're speaking quite matter of factly, like as if we all know.
Some of us
are novices to this thing.
I'm a rookie.
So. Yes, sir. Continue. BDSM is, what is that?
Is a new artist? I don't know him.
I don't.
It's pretty much, you know, bondage, discipline, submission, and
masochism.
That's the word. Okay. So yeah, it's various things. So people who are into that thing, they tend to meet up at different locations. I won't get too much into details of that. Anyway, I will.
We'll talk about it half year.
I happen to be in an environment where I got to witness these activities, and I am one particular activity was I was seeing a woman being spanked, and I'm telling you, the level of beating that I saw this woman get, I couldn't take that. Like, and I'm here looking around at the people, like, you know, the audience watching, and I'm in awe because they're enjoying this, and there's a young lady who was there, and she was having an orgasm just by watching.
Wow.
And I was taken away, and you know, at that moment I was like, no, there's a whole lot of world out there, and people probably aren't open to certain things because they just don't know.
But
if you get if you get exposed to these things, you'll understand that they're it's a whole different world out there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I was able to witness that and other stuff there. Torture, I mean, the person who was getting tortured or whatever, they enjoyed it to the part where you saw their own body secretions. I mean, they were having orgasms by just being spanked or hit or whatever it was. And I was just like, wow. It wasn't the traditional intercourse that we are used to that you feel, you know. So I was privy. I was privy to witness that.
So witnessing
for a minute, I'm not into life, for a minute, watching everything, and you know, watching the woman beside me, you know, I got lost in it, and I myself
get lost in the sauce.
I myself was a bit, you know,
aroused. Yeah, say, man. Oh, yes.
Aroused.
Yeah, man. Use your words, man. Use your words, man. Use your
words. Not to a fine and Ian talking tonight at all, but like he.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man. Yes, man. Yeah, man. I was a bit aroused by it. So I was like, wow, yo, this is interesting. And funny enough, that led me to, you know, go on and do some of my own
research
and my own readings, and you know, it just opened up a bunch of stuff for me.
But
personally,
it's funny,
a Pandora box, if you want to call it that.
It's funny, you know, because I think culturally, because we are so restrictive and restricted when it comes to sex, that it kind of breeds these spaces or even these fetishes. So because it's like in my own experience, I have encountered some women that are the most soft spoken, the nicest. They look, they don't look like they could fly. And in the bedroom, it's
bro.
Listen,
yeah.
I give you a story, and not to cut you, but I give you another story. I was talking to a young lady. I won't give the time or the place or the year, you know. But I was talking to a young lady, and, you know, very sweet young lady. It so happened that we got intimate, and she made me know straight up that if I'm not choking her and hitting her, which is not getting anywhere, and I'm like, what? No, I mean,
yo.
I was like, all right, cool. So, you know, you put your hand on the neck and you think you're applying pressure, and she's like, no, squeeze. And I'm like, what the hell are going on? So in my mind, I'm like, yo, I don't want this woman dead for me, you know, because I'm like, and she's like, squeeze. And, you know, I did squeeze, and the level of enjoyment, I was like, yo. Wow. And then she was like, hit me. And I'm like, I don't do that. I don't hit women. And she was like, I'm not a woman right now. Hit me. I was like, all right. And the rest is history. Well, you know?
Ribsy, at least you did it. Listen, I had an encounter. This woman, in the middle of sex, this woman is saying, I need to punch her in the face. She can't climax if I don't punch her in the face. Now imagine you mid stroke looking down at a woman trying to wonder if it's okay to punch this.
I couldn't do it, man.
Like, listen, like, we get a little nice little friend box on the chin, but dude, like, she has to punch her.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think the closest I've had, and for me, it was I just like how Rimsey felt. Like, and perhaps how both of you felt. It wasn't something I was comfortable with. Like, apparently, because I realized that, you know, throughout the whole thing, like, she kept, like, pulling the pillow onto her face. And, you know, muffling the sounds and all of that. Until she said, when she does that the next time, I'm supposed to, like, hold the pillow down.
Some asphyxiation shit?
Bro. I mean, I said, yo... Like, no. And she said, yo, yeah, it's fine.
No, it's not.
And I said, yo, no, it's not. Like, what do you mean? Like, she said, yo, like, just do it. Like, just do it. And I'm like, bro, like, I indulged me. I said, kind of, man, no, I'm not doing this. Like, Because, bro, like, it got to a point where, like, I said, yo, wait, is everything okay right now? Like, is she still with us?
Listen, yeah, and you know, like, the funny thing is, like, these are like, the more experience you get, the more you realize, like, these things are so commonplace. But
yes,
let's talk about the more uncommon ones, like the experience I had once where this woman could not get off if I licked her eyeballs. Before I proceed, I just want a roll call. Would any of you do that?
But, Negro. It depends on how good she look, you know. She look good when the eyeballs.
I'm watching my blood pressure. You know? But I don't know we have too much salt.
No, but hold on. That not bad. I remember, like, there's some people out there that enjoy some things, you know. Have you ever gotten the one where they tell you to pee on them?
No, Rimsey, no, unfortunately.
No, sir.
No, unfortunately. I've not met any Achilles. Achilles.
I'm telling you guys that there are some things out there that people do sexually, and you just have to be like, hell, but, no.
Yeah, bro. Like, but here's the thing. Separate and apart from our own experiences, people might be wondering why we. You know, we're having this discussion, and it's actually part of a bigger thing. Like, it's very important for people to be honest about, you know, what it is that gets them sexually, because I've and I'm sure both of you can.
Like, you and your candle wax.
Yeah, yeah, like, even that. But the thing is, like, I've met women who and they fit that archetype stuff where, you know, unassuming, quiet, and everything, and then in the bedroom it's a completely different thing, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But there I also find that these women, like, even in that setting where they seem to be that open, it's been coming from a place of suppression, of not having free open spaces in their relationship to have these conversations. Absolutely. Because men tend not to be as open to, to this thing, because either they simply just track them down as being downright weird, and so these women curl up instead of, you know, opening up and saying, all right, this is what might interest me. So
yeah,
it leads to it's a domino effect, because it leads to a whole lot of stuff, and so the next thing you know, they start. So it moves from suppressing their sexual desires to suppressing their need to associate with you on certain levels in the relationship.
Yeah, man.
So it's important to have these conversations.
So because like writers like Foucault and Freud, when they talk about sex, they say like the more we repress sex, and we are a repressive society, the more we repress sex is the more we need to talk about it. So you're absolutely right. Because especially women, I think societally we repress and suppress women's sexual desires. So they usually come out in particular ways. And I think this is the right time for us to make the distinction between the types of fetishes, right? So you have fetishes that are based on media, fetishes that are based on form, and you have fetishes that are based on animate, right? If I were to start with the last one, animate has to do with attractions to body parts. So you like big butts and you cannot lie, right? or a man who says a breast man. Or feet. Rimsey's fetish is an animate, because it's a particular body part that you can't you can't get off. So it's beyond type, like you literally can't get off. Like mid stroke, you have to go look down upon the totem in order for you know, that's the kind of thing, right? Form has to do with the shape of a thing. So stilettos, you get me, you know, the woman them we like say cucumbers, you know, the particular phallic symbols, these things that you can't get off unless you see this kind of form. And finally, media is essential, is particularly a kind of material. So latex, rubber, you understand me? Some people get off on silk, feeling silk sheets, you know, that kind of thing. Or you need to have, you know, some porn playing in the background or that kind of thing, right? And
Are some women who like to wear socks, like,
Absolutely. So that's so that would characterize as a media fetish. So these are the distinctions, and as I said, we need to talk about these things in order to break down certain barriers. Because to be honest, us as men, we have these conversations in our own circles, and we run joke and talk about it, but we never necessarily talk about these things with the other half or with women, right? And I know we're really preaching to the choir, because I know for us, we have no problem speaking about these things to each other and to women. So I think our lives and our experiences are far more colorful and explosive. But I know a lot of men are afraid to even broach these topics, because as much as some men like women who are freaky, a lot of men get terrified if a woman is too freaky. What say you guys?
that's absolutely true. I agree with you. I agree with you, Steph. They say a man likes sex until he finds a woman who likes sex.
Yeah.
So you think that you are Mr. and it's funny, because I've heard, you know, and I've been privy to certain discussions where men refer to themselves like, yo, I'm a nymphomaniac,
you know. You can, and, you know, man, bro, like, can be a nympho like a woman.
If you bro, if you actually met a nymphomaniac, you would take that back.
Brother, you don't even need a nymphomaniac to take that back. A woman with a high sex drive, you cannot keep up.
Precisely.
You cannot keep up.
Precisely. That's the truth. That's
not keep up.
Yeah, listen, you can try, you can try, and if, in the end, it will be a valiant effort. And if you do happen to survive, it shall only be a perfect victory, because you will lose another thing before you really match up or you get close enough. So there certainly is truth to that. And so, like, some men who are afraid to have these discussions with their women, there is also a bit of ego involved, because particularly when you consider the Caribbean context and how we perceive sex and sexual communication, a lot of it is ironically not communicated, and that's our idea of sexual communication. And so we go in with certain assumptions that this is what the woman needs. And so the woman, perhaps playing to that role and also in an interest to preserve the relationship, because I've met majority of the women I've met are women who have opened up to me about, you know, their sexual history. They share that they are afraid to be honest about the things that they really want, because it's either the man will be left feeling like he's not enough, or she will be chastised for wanting more. So they're often in the middle ground. So these women, if men try this exercise, if men decide to give to allow women the space to be completely honest without judgment or fear about what it is that they actually want with sex, they will be absolutely shocked and surprised at some of the things they hear.
But I also see that as liberating, both for the woman and for yourself. But I know some people might feel that way if the woman says she want him just up in some leather pants and he can't. You know, but I personally don't have any problem with that, but I because I think we've been taught to feel like if it's not just our bodies that we're using to satisfy a woman, then we're not good enough. But like there are so many beautiful fetishes, you know, like voyeurism.
Explain to us what that one is, Steph. I'm a newbie.
So voyeurism, like watching other couples have sex or having sex, right? That's something. So watching porn.
I wanted to be a porn star.
Me too.
same here.
But my parents would be disappointed.
I'm glad that we all got that off our chest.
Same here.
I had my name on everything.
I remember that conversation.
I didn't have a name, but I had a mask. So I would be a journalist by day, and you wouldn't recognize me on screen because I'd be all masked up.
Why does it sound like Natu have something else?
Natu has thought this out way too much. Like
Natu, why it sound like you have some things out the road in a mask?
Natu,
legal counsel has advised me not to address those questions.
Not to sound like him have an account already, you know, man. It sound like him have an account out there already, man. But
follow my OnlyFans, Pete. Continue.
let me tell you some of the most common fetishes, and you'll tell me if you're surprised by this. Well, I mentioned one already. Voyeurism is one. Body piercings. You know, piercings. Some people are attracted to piercings. Belly button.
Yeah.
A tongue ring. Oh, well, a tongue ring. I don't know. Mm. A tongue ring. Tongue ring has a special place in my heart. You know, just saying.
Yeah. Very special.
There is the next one. Latex fetish. This one surprised me. I actually didn't know this was so popular. Thoughts. Well, saying that a lot of men love latex, a woman dressed in latex. Does nothing for me. What do y'all think?
It doesn't do anything for me.
Fetish of having sex with a prostitute. Let me use the right term. Sorry. Fetish of having sex with a sex worker.
A sex worker?
Yes. That's a fetish. Both men and women, by the way. Both men and women. You know?
Yeah.
Have this fetish. What say you?
You won't find that here.
For me, I wouldn't say that's a fetish for me.
I would do that in a role play kind of thing.
That's another fetish too. That's another fetish, right? Fetish for the body parts. That's pretty common. Group sex. That is group sex. Mm. Orgies, threesomes, foursomes.
Swinging.
Definitely. I could see that. As one of those, you know?
Yeah, so... You use the word.
I went to that reminiscent mode a while ago. These are very mild ones.
Mm.
No, yeah, it's not a very extreme.
Yeah, you mentioned like the BDSM ones.
But I've sort of the most extreme thing a woman has ever asked me to do to her, and she said like it for sure gets her fisting. You guys know what that is, right?
You did that.
No, that was the request. Why Rimsy?
That one they wake up Rimsy.
No, hey, let the record speak. It was requested, but it was not delivered upon. But that's an extreme.
Do you all know what axillism is? Axillism, a desire to have sex with someone's armpit.
That's one way to have safe sex. So I can see.
Oh my gosh! That one. What we like this conversation could allow some people to just be honest and open, if not to the world, to themselves, and even just go on and embark on a journey of discovery and know that you are not alone. Based on this list I'm looking at now. There is somebody, there's something or somebody for everybody. So live your life, right? So ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're staying safe. I hope you can find somebody to satisfy all your needs. Understand that you have different media, you have different materials, you have different forms, you know, and you have different things that can... That arouses you. So tap into that part of yourself. Be honest. Open with yourself. Share that with somebody.
Just do it. You know, go suck that toe. Go wear that latex.
Go navel.
Just do it.
Go lick that eyeball. Turn to your spouse and say, open your eyes. No. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this has been awesome. I can't even finish it properly, boy. Oh god. Yeah, boy. Yeah, man.
We'll catch y'all on the next one.
Legendary.